Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
Can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just Talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Hey, this is another podcast episode of Just Talking brought to you by In.com. And my name is Kritika. And we're back to your favorite planet, entertainment. Of course, there are so many movies to choose from, so many actors you can be a fan of. They come and go, but we, the audience, remain. And just like how it is for us when we try to apply to a new job, it helps to have connections in Bollywood or Hollywood. If you need to find your way to the top, you need to have your best friends to give you a boost up the ladder. And some of these people have a great relationship both on and off screen. On this podcast, we'll see who's managed to keep their friends the longest. So Kareena Kapoor Khan and Karishma Kapoor, we knew, were like good friends as well as siblings from the start. Both divas, always looking their best when they step out, and both bearing the torchlight for the females of the Kapoor clan. They picked two other siblings to be part of like their sort of cult, Malaika Arora Khan and Amrita Arora. And these four women can give Sex and the City a run for their money. They are the real deal. Because they were all in showbiz, of course, with varying levels of success. And they hang out together, they go on holidays together, and sometimes you can read about them getting papped when they head out for like a girl's night out. I'm sure they must also kind of get bored just hanging out in people's houses all the time. These days, I think they even take their kids out together, all these mommies. They don't stop themselves from posting pictures chilling together, whether it's in Mumbai or abroad. Sort of like a friendly reminder to you, so you can call your girlfriends if you haven't in a while. The Babas of Bollywood. If you ever spot them together, you can be guaranteed of some really lame but funny antics. Ranveer Singh and Arjun Kapoor, they're also kind of related, but they seem to be much better friends. Ranveer Singh seems like he's on something all the time. God, nobody can have the kind of energy that this one has. He can tire you out just by being in front of you. And Arjun Kapoor by himself is sort of tame when he makes an appearance. But put them both together on stage or in front of a camera and they always go crazy. They call each other Baba and it sort of rubbed off on youngsters as well, you know. For some reason, all their fans thought it was a great idea to call your best friends that too. The influence of Bollywood, you see. It's kind of a pity they haven't been cast in more movies together. So what if Gunde was a flop? Someone else needs to put them in a movie together and soon. It wasn't just Raj and Simran who fell in love during DDLJ. It was the start of the love affair between Shah Rukh Khan and Karan Johar too. Although theirs is much more platonic. I think, I hope, or everything we know about Bollywood will be a lie. They've been really good friends for a really long time. And you'll even see them pull each other's legs and taunt each other for the cameras. But I'm sure they're all like really sorted in real life. It started off with DDLJ where Shah Rukh Khan was the big romantic Bollywood hero. And Karan Johar played a cameo as his friend. Then they went on to have a great professional relationship, be it Kuch Kuch Hota Hai, which was Karan Johar's directorial debut, to the crazy family drama that was Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham. Some of their movies and plots are really questionable, but they make sure the box office is always full. Karan Johar even said he looks up to Shah Rukh Khan like an older brother, and there are rumors now that he's going to be the one that launched Shah Rukh Khan's son Aryan into the world of Bollywood. Maybe we'll see a Student of the Year 3 and everybody will compare it to Kuch Kuch Hota Hai. Or since Bollywood is big on remakes, you never know, they might just like remake the damn film. These two boys have worked on a few films together and seem to have the same ideas when it comes to stories and how to tell them. Ranbir Kapoor is the misunderstood star kid and Ayan Mukherjee is the director with the famous cousins who has to prove himself with his skill. And they made some cult movies together like Wake Up Sid and Ye Jawani Hai Deewani. And they're really good friends. I guess that's a plus point if you're making movies about friendship and coming of age and all of that. Ayan himself said he didn't have a best friend till his early 20s. That's when he met Ranbir Kapoor. Both of them hit it off really well and have grown so close. They're kind of like the only people who know everything about each other's lives. Ayan said he sometimes gets jealous when Ranbir works with other directors, but also that he gets nervous every time Ranbir has a release. He wants the movie to do really well too. And now they're working on a movie together again. It's called Brahmastra and it also has Alia Bhatt, whom Ranbir is apparently dating. It sounds like so much fun, acting with your girlfriend and being directed by your best friend. At least one of them is bound to be on your side if it's an argument. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are really popular best friends, the A-listers. They kind of grew into fame together because they've been friends since they were kids. Now you can add talk show host Jimmy Kimmel into the mix as well. And you can see they hang out together on screen and at award shows and watch games together and everything. Matt Damon and Jimmy Kimmel also have this feud going on. It's not really like they hate each other. It's just something fun they do for all their fans, I'm sure. For example, they went to a Dodgers game together and both of them wore t-shirts that said, "I'm with Stupid," with arrows pointing at each other. Oscar. And this one time, Jimmy Kimmel just finished his talk show and said the time was up and he didn't have any to spare to bring Matt Damon on. But the funny bit is that Jimmy Kimmel does that on so many occasions and Matt Damon is not even scheduled to be on his show that night. The three of them also let you into some really fun behind-the-scenes antics every time they're together. Taylor Swift is the sweet, innocent country kid who made it big as a pop star. And Ed Sheeran is the redhead Irish guy who makes everyone fall in love because of his music. It's really an odd combination, but they're really good friends. And this was even before Ed Sheeran became the huge star we know him as today. It's a really sweet relationship if you look at it. Generally, when two big pop stars like this make many appearances together, everyone automatically assumes that there's romance brewing between them. But Ed Sheeran is in a relationship with his childhood sweetheart, and Taylor Swift dates a new guy every time she needs a new album. But they write songs together, they sit next to each other at award shows, they party together, and if you watch videos of them together when they're on stage, you can see just how much love there is between them, and the comfort they share makes their performance all the better. I just hope they work on more songs together and we can see that friendship signed, sealed, delivered on record. Leonardo DiCaprio is that infamous actor whom the Academy Awards always managed to evade. That's a horrible track record to have after you've been in the movie industry for so long, till he won it in 2016 for The Revenant. But at least he had a best friend to help him along his journey, Tobey Maguire. Honestly, apart from Spider-Man, I can't think of a single movie where he was the individual star, and Leonardo has always experimented with his roles, but they're really close to each other and give each other feedback all the time. They actually met when they were 12 years old and they were both trying to audition for roles, and Leonardo apparently went up to Tobey and made friends with him. They've always looked out for each other since then. Sometimes one of them beats the other to a part in a big movie, but they chill together just like regular guys and play and talk about basketball apparently. They were in the adaptation of The Great Gatsby and it was a huge project. So everyone involved in the movie said it was a great advantage to have these two guys acting together because they helped each other nail their respective parts. The movie was obviously great because what else can happen if you cast two best friends together? You can't work together for years with someone and not be friends with them, especially if it's a TV show called Friends. Jennifer Aniston and Courteney Cox have always been known to be best friends, just like they are on the TV series. And Jennifer Aniston is even the godmother to Courteney's baby girl. Add Lisa Kudrow into the mix, and when you see them hanging out together doing their brunches and attending each other's weddings and all, it's like the TV show never ended. They also recently said they have a text chain, just like us regular folks have with our friends, with the girl gang from Friends. Courteney Cox said she wasn't a very big fan of the medium to keep in touch with good friends because sometimes you think of something so funny and you send the message and the others just don't get it. We feel you, Courtney, we feel you. I don't know if we'll see a reboot of the TV show anytime soon. They ended on a high and reboots always don't work. See what happened to Full House? But they don't mind letting us in on them hanging out every once in a while. I have no idea why they say women can't be best friends. Of course, some might be super competitive and all, but it's always nice to have someone to look out for you and keep the bad guys at bay. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are both incredible women, super funny, and broke into a space in entertainment which only men used to occupy before. Look at all the TV show hosts and comedians from back in the day. They always thought making people laugh was a man's job. But these two women together have broken barriers, and it's amazing that instead of having catfights and treating each other as competition, they've become best friends. Good for them because it's nice to have company as you fight your way to the top while also being funny. And good for us because their work together has always been so different. Their chemistry and comfort with each other really shows when they host events or TV episodes together. They actually met at an improv class a few years back and they've managed to stay friends since then. Who said you can't make friends once you cross the age of 20? Showbiz can be a really dirty world, and although everything looks nice and shiny to us from the outside, we often forget the stars whose potential was never fully realized, people who died or like just dropped from stardom, because it can drive you crazy, especially when no one gets you and you feel like everybody around you is only interested in your work and not you. Some of the biggest stars in entertainment have probably made it this far because of the support system they have, and best friends are always important, no matter which industry you work in. And it's always so much better to read about friends hanging out more than the latest catfight that two jealous stars had with each other. There's much more where that came from because it's the world of entertainment. Till the next episode, this is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.